coming off a huge win over number 2 Kansas last night. We are joined by the head basketball coach at Washington, the pride of modern day. He's in his first season with the Huskies. Washington beat number 2 Kansas 74-65 last night. They're 7-2 on the year, and they've got another big one coming up on Sunday where they host 12th-ranked Gonzaga. We are joined by Washington head coach Mike Hopkins. Mike, it is great to have you back. How are you?
How are you, Joe?
Mike, I'm great. How are you today? I'm guessing pretty well.
I'm doing great. We were able to enjoy it, but like you said, we got a big one on Sunday.
All right, before we talk about that, let's enjoy this one for a couple of more moments. You were a 22-point underdog going into last night's game. You've taken over a program, Mike, that was 9-22 last season. You're going up against a Kansas team that is absolutely loaded with talent. What was your attitude and mindset going into that game?
Well, at the end of the day, we had nothing to lose and everything to gain. And we've taken the approach of, you know, these are great tests to see where we're at, and when you play great programs, that's where you want to be. You know, that's who you strive to be like. And so we went in there. I thought, we had the game plan, but as you know, in sports, the kids have to execute it, and they executed it great, and we were able to come out with a great victory.
All right, so in terms of that game plan, Mike, and the execution, you had 3 keys for your team last night. No threes, transition defense, limit turnovers. I mean, they're always important things, but why are they especially important against a team like Kansas, and what do you think of the way your guys did execute on those points?
Well, Kansas was making over 11 threes a game, and they're different than the old Kansas teams where they put 4 shooters. They got 4 shooters and 4 just high-level players that execute well. And we just wanted to take the three-pointer out of the game. And they're scoring over 20 points a game in transition. So we felt like if we could, you know, play those two, you know, very well. And then obviously offensively, don't force anything. If you got to take the shot clock all the way down, take it all the way down. What you don't want to do is turn it over and let them get in the transition and get the crowd involved. And, you know, in the first half, they had 0 points in transition. They were 2-for-9 from the three-point line. And, you know, we were able to, you know, not turn it over as much as we have in the past. So, you know, it worked out well, but the kids, I was really proud of them because they executed.
Mike Hopkins joining us, and now you got to follow that up with that game against number 12 Gonzaga. I mean, facing Kansas and then Gonzaga is a pretty brutal stretch that could crush a lot of teams. So how do you go about preparing your guys, not just physically but mentally, for this game against Mark Few's team?
Well, I think the biggest thing, and I mentioned the approach earlier, the process of, you know, how do we get better? And, you know, there was still a lot of room for improvement, defensively, offensively. I didn't think we played, you know, some of our best basketball. I still think we can still get better. But we're improving. And anytime you play a top program with great coaches and great tradition, you know, it's all about executing a plan. What it did do, when you're building a program and all new and they're learning a new system, is they're believing more in what we're saying. And as you know, as well as anybody, it's the most important thing, is that belief.
You know, Mike, when you and I spoke back in April, you talked about the fact that you were shot out of a cannon. You really hit the ground running. You always had this dream, this ambition of running your own program. Now you have it. Now you're in the middle of that first season. What's it like? How does it feel?
It's surreal. A lot of sleepless nights. Now I know what Coach Boeheim and everybody went through, you know, trying to figure it out. But just exhilarating to go in those gyms and play against great programs. And, you know, I work with a great staff, and we're just getting these guys prepared and seeing them grow. There's a lot of power in that. And, you know, it's everything that I thought it would be and more.
We're talking to Mike Hopkins. You know, Mike, when you come into a situation where the team went 9-22 the year before, how much of what you're looking to do as a coach is to change the strategy, and then how much is about coming in and just trying to change that culture?
Well, culture is everything. It's everything of laying the foundation, because it's like I told the team last night, it's not about us winning a game. It's about building a program that can sustain it. And you know, consistency over time equals credibility. So I'm happy that we won. But we have a lot of work to do. And like I said earlier, it's building that belief system and fighting for your culture every day. And our staff is incredible, and they've really been pushing it, and the kids have been buying in.
Mike, let me tell you what's incredible to me. What's incredible to me is you took over a team that went 9-22 last year, and you just beat second-ranked Kansas, and literally, it sounds like you've already moved past that. given what you went through, your entire journey, the price that you paid to win a game like that. I mean, you'll tell me the guys did it, but to win a game like that, how can you move that quickly through something that incredible? Literally, you've spent your entire life getting to that moment.
Because I really believe, you know, it's hard to win games, and I've been a part of a winning tradition and program, one of the most storied programs in the history of college basketball, and you know how, and I've seen how tough it is, and I see how many great coaches there are out there, and you got to respect everybody you play. You got to focus on the next game, and I think that will create the consistency and the mindset to be able to win over time.
Mike Hopkins, my guest, mindset. I love that you went back to that. You know, that conversation again that we had in April, I go back to that. You can tell I enjoyed that conversation, Mike. But we talked a little bit about your journey from Orange County to Syracuse. And at one point, Marv Marinovich had told you that people are going to think you're soft because you're coming from Orange County, right?
Yeah.
So there was that moment in practice at Syracuse when a walk-on was hitting you with some elbows and he was being aggressive, so you punched him. What do you remember about that, and what was the message that you were looking to send with that?
Well, I've always been an underdog, Jim, and it was one of those things where if you know what you want, you got to fight for it. You got to fight for what you believe in. And I wasn't going to get punked. I wasn't going to get pushed around, and I was going to do my best. And I've had great coaches, from Bob Johnson, was my little league baseball coach, to Marv Marinovich, who trained me, to Gary McKnight, you know, to Jim Boeheim, to Coach K. I mean, I've been around the best, and I'm so blessed to have these coaches at a young age just teach you how to win and how to fight and how to believe.
And Mike, you know, you and I talked, and you know my background, and I know your background, and you know, I got to keep a certain distance with athletes and people I talk to because I have to remain objective. You know, I'm kind of friendly with Rob Johnson. I know Rob, and I would call him a friend. What was it like playing for Bob Johnson?
He was my little league baseball coach. I had played with Brett. And we were on a show on ESPN called Vic's Vacant Lot, Vic Braden, way back, way, way, way back ESPN show. And was around that family, great family, intense competitor, and a great teacher. Like, he was our Little League baseball team. It was the team that, you know, you went into majors and they drafted all the young guys.
Right.
And we grew together and, you know, won the league, South Mission Viejo Little League. And he was just, you know, great coaches can coach any sport, and he's one of the greatest coaches.
Well, I'll tell you, we're a little bit north of there, and it's amazing, isn't it, Mike, how different ball is, basketball, baseball, football. You can go 10 miles in one direction, and it's amazing how much different it is. Down there, they play it the right way. It's serious ball. Now, there's so many amazing stories from your journey, but I got to ask you about this one. Is it true, when you first got that gig at Syracuse, you were making $16,000 a year and living in a frat house? Is that true? And if that's true, what was that like?
It was incredible. No worries. I'm a young coach, restricted earnings, making $16,000. I was the house father at the Sandy Fraternity House in Syracuse, New York. And it was, you know, I coached basketball. And back then, you couldn't recruit. So during that time, I was able to just coach 1,000%. I would come out here to Seattle to be with a mentor, Coach Gergerich, and watch them and learn how to coach from him and player development. And it was some of the greatest days of my life. And, you know, it raised me, it helped me grow, and I'm forever grateful for that opportunity.
Mike, you mentioned Gerg. You know, of course, I went to UC Santa Barbara, so when the Gauchos would play UNLV, I'd see Tim Gergerich and Tark. Man, guys loved Gerg. How good of a basketball coach was he?
I always say he's the greatest coach that I've ever been around, a guy who treated the best player, the 13th player on the team, like the first player. He just loved coaching. There was a passion and a willingness to make anybody better. And that was the one thing. I wasn't a good player, but he gave me as much time and as much energy as he would give Gary Payton on the side. He was just that kind of guy, and that was a heck of a lesson to learn. And it was one of the reasons what made him so special.
Greatest basketball coach ever? I mean, you're different than Jim Boeheim or greater than Boeheim? What do you mean by that?
I think different. It wasn't with wins and losses. It was just a great influence of showing how coaches had a passion and energy and a mission just to make that guy better. And it didn't matter if you were, you know, the 13th man on a JUCO team or he was working with Gary Payton. He just gave you 1,000%. And he went out of his way and always followed your career. And so when I say that, it's the combination of just that passion that you go on a day-to-day basis. And all those other coaches have that. but he was never the guy who had the 1,000 wins. He was the guy that's behind the scenes that is as good as anybody I've ever been around.
I know what you're talking about. Players absolutely loved playing for him. We're talking to Mike Hopkins. He's the head coach of Washington. They had a huge win last night against Kansas. They've got Gonzaga coming up on Sunday. So a final thought then. You mentioned when I said, what's it like this year? You said it's a little bit surreal. You go from making $16,000 and living in a frat house to coaching USA basketball. Jim Boeheim said, quote, from LeBron to Kobe to Kevin Durant, they love Mike, and he was there with them every day. Kobe doesn't like that many people either, end of quote. So, Mike, I mean, when you look back on this journey from start to where you are right now and the fact that you're coaching guys like that, they love you, I mean, does it all seem pretty natural, or do you look back and say, how did this all happen?
I look back at, and I always believe you surround yourself with good people, good things happen. And I've just been around the best in the business, and they've given me opportunities, and they've trained me. And I just do my best. I just try to be real and just who I am and do my best. And you know, it's given me great opportunities, and that's all I can say. But, you know, this road to getting here from that 16,000, you know, God had a big plan, man, and everything that's happened has happened for a reason for me. And I don't know how or what or why, but the people that have impacted my life, even being on your show, I told you as a kid, I remember my brother, we're in the car. He's like, oh, my God, you got to hear this guy. His name's Jim Rome. He's the best broadcaster you ever hear. He's unbelievable. And sitting in his, he had a Nissan Pathfinder, a white Nissan Pathfinder, and we were driving around listening to you and just being on the show today. It's surreal, man. I can't explain it, but it is what it is, and I'm just very blessed and grateful.
Mike, it is what it is, and it's freaking awesome. I love that. That is such a great story. That pumps me up to hear that, and you make sure your bro knows. What happened to the Nissan Pathfinder? Who's got that rig now?
it's probably so old. It was so old, but at the time it was really cool.
You know it was. It was really cool, and the radio work, that's what matters. So coming off that big win, another big challenge on Sunday, Washington against number 12 Gonzaga. Mike, so good to have you on. Congrats on that huge win. I know you've moved past it. You've got another challenge ahead of you. But, man, it is so good to talk to you. Let's be sure we do it again soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Mike, you're the best. Mike Hopkins. God, that is so great. I love that story. That kind of thing, that does not make me feel old. That makes me feel awesome. That he's driving around with his bro in a Nissan Pathfinder, and his bro is like, this guy's incredible. You got to hear him.